Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Absolutely, the last 1 hour of the Crossfire is on right now. It's 8:05 from our studios this morning. Lagos, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us again. So, last week we started a conversation about delayed speech in children. And we would dedicate today to discuss this even further. And as a matter of time, as a matter of fact, give you the opportunity to ask all of those questions that you intended to ask, you know, last week that you couldn't get through. Some of the questions that you asked as well, you know, that we couldn't take last week, we would try and take those questions this week. In the meantime, you can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch us. Every Thursday, we discuss health and health-related matters. Every Thursday. So this Thursday, we'll have in the part two of that conversation of last week, delayed speech in children. I have joining me right now the head speech pathology and special education department, Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital, Yaba, from Oshodi Annex. Temitope Amodu joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning, madam.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here again.
Thank you so much.
You promised that you'll be here today, and you're here.
Yes.
Yeah, wonderful.
Thank you.
For parents who have questions, please get ready. Start sending in your questions. If you have got any, if you want to send them via SMS, go straight to your WhatsApp and type 0809-597-5805 on your WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805 on your WhatsApp. And send us your questions for live stream on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. For Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info FM. Facebook is also there. So feel free to, you know, sending all your questions now, because today is dedicated to questions. Well, let me just begin. Let me set the tone by asking some of my questions that can, you know, give us the premise that we need to get this conversation on the road, right? Mrs. Amodu, what is speech or language delay? At what point can, I know we discussed it last week, but at what point can we say that a child is having speech or language delay?
Okay, that's a good one. You see, still talking about speech and language delay in children, it's something that is often overlapping. Are you getting me now? Because when you talk about speech, it's the verbal expression of things, which includes the way you articulate your voice, the way you form your sound. While the language is the acquisition, do you understand it? Can you comprehend what is being said? So you can see now, for some children, they will tell you it is still speech, and for some, it is still language. Both of them are working together.
Okay.
That is why we said it is overlapping. So at from 18 months,
okay,
we can begin to say that a child is having speech and language delay.
Okay.
That is when there are some noticeable signs in that child. At a certain stage, when you feel that, okay, this child is supposed to understand what you are saying, but the child is not getting what you are saying, or you need to prompt that child before that child can actually assimilate what you are saying, then there is a problem. Or when you feel your child is not producing speech sound in the right way, you ask the child to say rabbit, the child say wabbit, the child says, let's see, for lorry, the child omit L and say oi, or for pop, the child say up. So when there's an omission of words, or the child is substituting words for each other, when the child says apple, a child is supposed to say apple, but the child now substitutes it for babu, apple for babu, then there's a problem somewhere.
Is there a connection between this and cognitive ability of such children?
Yes, there is. So if you are looking about the cognitive ability of these children now, we have to get the detailed medical history from the beginning now.
Okay. Okay.
So that will enable us to know where we're actually heading to. Like I still say, it is idiopathic for now, meaning you don't know the real cause.
Right.
It is only linked or associated to one or two things. For some children with autism, they tend to have language, speech and language problem. It has to do with communication. because when you look at the triad of autism, it has to do with social behavior, interaction, and communication. For some children with Down syndrome too, that they have orofacial malfunctional disorder, that is tongue thrust.
Okay.
It tends to cause delay in their speech too. Mm. Then for some children that will talk at a certain age, then stop talking later in life. That means probably there's an issue, or that child is trying to be selective in some areas.
Right.
So when that child gets to a certain environment, that child may not communicate very well. So that child tends to fall under what we call selective mutism. That is why you see some parents who say, my child was actually talking, but at a certain time, he stopped talking. So we need to consider all these things in our child.
Can an accident cause delay in speech or language in children? Let's say domestic accident.
It can. Or you know, it is still what we are saying, that it is still for some children when they were young, you can see them, their parents will tell you, my child fell more than 100 times. So, but there's nothing wrong. But for just one or two, you see that after that fall, they will tell you, you need to go for MRI, EEG, let's know what is happening to that child. It can actually cause that child to be a late talker.
Okay.
So, though that child may later outgrow it. You understand. If there are no other issues aside that when the child had a domestic fall in the house or so.
At what level should a parent seek help? Is it after 18 months?
18 to 30 months. 18 to 30 months. And parents should start seeking help to help develop their child's speech and language skills.
Is there a spectrum when you talk about, you know, child delayed speech and child's language, delayed language?
We have from 15 months, 18 months, 20 months. By 24 months, that child should be producing like 50 words that are clear enough.
By 24 months?
By 24 months.
2 years.
2 years.
2 years old.
Yes. So without errors. Not that the child will be having issues when producing these words.
Okay.
So by that 24 months.
Is it everybody or every child that has delayed speech?
No, for every normal child.
Normal child.
Yes. They are also normal. I didn't say they are not normal. For children that does not have delayed speech, by 24 months, we should be having an audible voice.
Okay.
Yes.
By 2 years.
But if there are issues, we can begin to have errors in articulation, errors in producing the right speech sound, errors in coordinating the articulators, you understand? Then we should be having what we call nonsensible, where sometimes the children will start, that child will start speaking in jargons. Yeah. At the beginning, you understand what that child is saying. But in the middle, you may not understand what that child is saying. It is only a careful listener that can understand what that child is saying.
Right.
Or that person might even guess or try to put in one or two things for him or her to understand what that child is saying.
I want to now, before we go and be taking calls and the rest, I want to connect this to an adult. If a child has a delayed speech, is it connected to an adult that stammers, or is there a connection between stammering and delayed speech?
Yes, that is under fluency disorder. When we talk about stammering, it's under fluency disorder. It's a type of speech defects. Yes. So for some children that are stammers from the beginning, you know, if it runs in the family.
Yeah.
So for them to develop the speech sound on time, it will be difficult for them. You see that they will become a late talker, but they will talk. But once they start talking, now you now start seeing the noticeable sign that is either that child is pausing or is stamping his or her feet on the floor or trying to shake, you know, then that is when you begin to see.
Okay. All right. I'll leave the rest of the parents now to get to ask you questions before we head out for our first break. 0700-993-993-993. Like I said, you know, today's conversation is for parents, really, to ask all the questions that they wanted to ask last week, so we can get all of that out of the way. I'm going to start with Basit on Facebook. Basit says, please, when someone is angry or he has high temper, he used to have speech delay. What is the cause?
High temper. Or
like when the person is angry.
Temperamental.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, when people are angry, they can't get word out.
Yes, that person still falls under stammering or stuttering.
Oh.
That's under fluency. Because I'm angry, you understand? So for you to bring out your voice, it will be difficult at that time.
No. So I get where Bassett is. But because there's some people, like, they are talking normally the way we're talking. But when they are angry, they can't get any word out. It's not that they will be stammering or anything. Mm-hmm. If I, in fact, if you know, they can't say things, and he's saying that what is the cause of it?
For adults, yeah. He needs to calm down. He needs to control his anger at that time. For children, it's not always like that.
Yeah.
So they would rather throw tantrum.
Yeah.
Try to maybe scatter things or destroy things.
Yeah.
Or they fling off their pencils, their books like that.
Mm.
So, but at that time, as a therapist, you need to understand the mood of that child.
Okay.
You need to take things calmly for that child.
Mm.
Because that child may prefer to say one or two things, but because that child finds it difficult to express his or herself, so the words are limited at that time. So that child may trigger up any form of tantrum.
Out of frustration.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, let's go to the telephone now and take thoughts from parents. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If you're calling from Abeokuta,
you're welcome.
Yes, I have an issue that I want to ask. My boy is 7 years old. When he was about 4-5 years, he started stammering. Meanwhile, when we gave it to him, he wasn't stammering. I don't know what the issue could be.
You mean when he started talking, he wasn't stammering?
Yes.
But later on, he started stammering?
At all.
Okay.
So about 4-5 years, he started stammering.
Okay.
I don't know what could be the cause.
All right. All right, then. Let's take another call, then we can put the two together. Okay, that call is gone. Let's take another one, then we put the two together. Morning to you.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Morning. Sheriff.
Yes, please.
My name is Awoma.
You're welcome.
I just want to find out, is it a medical issue when some people, instead of pronouncing lorry, they say rory? That's blessing R with L.
L.
So it seems to be a communal kind of language.
Okay.
It's not just an individual, but a community. Where could that have come from?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Like, for Lagosians, I know some Lagosians, even as an adult, I'm a Lagosian too, you understand?
Yeah.
But they still pronounce their dodo. They will say toto. You understand? Substitution is taking place
like,
now.
Like rice.
Yes. But for adults, some they will tell you it is for shakara business.
Yeah.
Yes. You understand? But for children, it is an articulatory error.
Okay.
Yes. If a child produces words like that, there's or sound is being substituted for each other.
Yeah.
We are saying hell, rice for wise.
Mm.
It is an error in kids.
Mm.
So for adults, we need to find out what is happening. Is it being influenced by the environment? Let's see what is happening, you know.
What the last caller was saying, I noticed in the people from the southeastern extraction, the Igbos. So that's what he was trying to say. He just didn't want to mention it. They substitute L for R.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot. So he was asking whether it's a communal thing, whether it's a tribal thing.
Maybe in their communities.
Okay. How about the first caller that talked about his child who was talking pretty well when he started, then later on at 4-5, he started stammering.
Yeah, for children, probably there's somebody in the family that talks that way.
Okay.
Or peer influence, somebody is in the school that talks that way too. We need to find out. Let him probe more as a father.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
Because for stammering, children can easily imitate it from you, from anybody.
Oh, yes. I remember. You're very right. I had a younger brother who was imitating one of his friends when we were little. That one used to stammer. So we just noticed that he was stammering.
Mm.
And my dad had to caution him then. He had to switch back to his normal words. So I think I quite agree with you.
For children, is always like that. Mm. Let him probe more. Let him find out so that we can actually know what is happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go back to the telephone. Some messages on YouTube. Morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel.
You're welcome.
I'm calling from my church.
Hmm.
So I want to discuss one case I witnessed with my younger brother.
Okay.
When he was young.
Okay.
He hit with his left hand, right with his left hand. And then when we tried to correct him, by telling him not to use his left hand, and we're trying to force him to use his right hand, he started stammering.
He started stammering?
He started stammering, yes.
Hmm.
Then we, then when we realized that this was the cause of his family, we had to stop forcing him to change him to use from his left to his right hand, and then his family stopped. So I want the expert in the studio
to address that.
The connection between this changing of use of hand from left to right and stammering.
Hand and mouth coordination, okay. All right, all right.
That child finds it difficult to adjust to new culture because they want him to start using left now. To start using,
he was using left. They wanted him to use right.
Yes. So probably he could not express himself. He wants them to understand that he still prefers to use his left hand. So it will be difficult for him to express. So adjusting to that new culture of him using left now is a problem for him. So the phobia, the anxiety, if I talk that I don't want to, I can't do these things in my left way, will be there. You understand? So probably those are the things, you know, until I like, see that child or from them now. So probably that is what is causing it now. It might cause an early speech and language delay in that child, and that child may be stammering to say one or two things.
So he is trying also to say that when they let him use his left, then the stammering stopped.
That's another coordination.
Yeah,
it's a theory of the mind. Yeah. It's not that the stammering will stop.
Okay.
You understand? Okay. It's just happened naturally like that.
Okay.
You know, like I've told you, language, speech and language develop naturally on their own. We have some children that are left-handed and they are not stammerers. And they do things very well. So I still feel it's difficulty in adjusting to that new culture that made him that way. He cannot express himself.
Yeah.
And then, you know, for children, that phobia, he will stammer to say one or two things out
right.
at that time.
Right.
So if, since it has been adjusted, we thank God for that.
We thank God, though.
So it's no longer a speech and language delay or fluency problem now.
Right, let's go to YouTube. Lawa is on YouTube. Yeah, Lawa says, my son is 3 years old. He hasn't started talking, but recently he started calling Mammy. Instead of mommy. Also, he blabs a lot. What can be done?
That's a good one.
Is there a problem?
No. The problem is already solved.
Okay.
He said he's now talking.
Yeah, he said he blabs a lot. And he's seeing that as a problem.
No, it's not a problem. Babbling is a form of speech sound production.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay for him that your son is now babbling. At least he calls mommy for mammy.
Yeah.
So once he continue talking that way, you need to correct and place his articulators in the right direction. For him to say mommy, it is not mammy, you have to make sure that the two lips are coming together for mommy, so that we have strong words.
So he needs to work with the child.
He needs to work with the child to place the articulators in the right direction now. If he wants to say mat, it's not met. Mat, mommy, the two lips are coming together. Then that audible sounds that will give you the meaning of what he's producing.
Yeah.
So they need to be interacting. He needs to keep talking to him, read more books to him so that he can get the placement of those speech sound correctly.
Brilliant. Let's take another call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Okay, I think we lost that. Here's another one here. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Tola. Tola is my name.
You're welcome.
I have seven-year-old twins. When they were like 3-4, they couldn't pronounce words very well.
Okay.
And we were worried, but I told the mom that it's probably because of their tooth. Because their tooth were coming out as they grow, they come out, so they were not having good tooth in their mouth. So speech, it was a serious speech defect. We were worried. But as we were taking the risk, now they are like seven, they have improved.
Okay.
We can now hear them, though they still have the problem with
some words.
Where they want to call lorry, they call lorry.
Okay.
But we can hear them talk now. Is there a correlation between when their mix things are falling off?
Okay.
Does that affect speech?
Okay.
When they talk?
So
that's what's the case with my children now.
All right.
They are improving, they are talking very well now.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, he wanted to know the connection between milk teeth going out and then speech.
Yes, that could actually affect a child producing good speech and language. So when we talk about oral motor problems, it has to do with your teeth, your tongue, your lips, and everything that has to work for a child to be able to produce accurate speech sound that are intelligible enough for you to hear as a parent or people in your immediate environment. Now, there's an issue. He has said something, but something is also missing. The tongue, he said, sometimes they find it difficult to call lorry. That means the tongue is not touching the hard palate for that sound. You understand? So now look at my front teeth now. If these two are missing, so I have problem in calling out some words. You understand?
Right.
So, but as a parent, if you start modeling and voicing out the right pronunciation, then your child will begin to speak in the normal way.
Interesting. Let me take one message here from Jalil. Jalil on YouTube says, I have a 7-year-old daughter that can't talk and she walks. Well, recently she started saying word like Baba. Please advise me on what step I should take. Please hold on that thought. We need to step out now. When we return from this break, could attend to Jalid's question and some others on the telephone lines as well. We're still coming to Facebook and WhatsApp as well. So please stay with us here on Nigeria Info 99.3.
Sports after this.
What a decider! What a goal! Something by wonder!
Mavis, this your son will be a football star. When does he train? What time does he even wake up?
Breakfast time.
Eh?
No. He wakes up earlier, but when I give him Milo with breakfast, that's when I see that the champion in him is awake. Don't just wake up your child. Wake up the champion in him. Let Milo Active Go and the natural goodness of malt, milk, and cocoa help wake up the champion in your child every day. Milo, energy to go further.
Ah, the commute. Jasmine is running late for work, but she supports her immune system with Immune Active for whatever her day brings. Immune Active contains essential vitamins and minerals like vitamin C, zinc, and selenium that supports her immune system and keeps her active all day. Just another day at the office. Don't lose your guard. Activate your immune system with Immune Active. Available at all pharmacies nationwide and online at www.oaklifevitamins.com.
According to health professionals, the top 5 health issues for men are heart disease, stroke, suicide, prostate cancer, and lung cancer, all of which are preventable and treatable if detected early. Men from all walks of life will assemble at the Colonnades Event Center, Ikoyi, Lagos, on the 3rd of October for the Men Arising Conference 2022 to gain life-changing information on how to live a healthy life. The theme for this year is Men's Health, with Peter Femi Atoebi, SANS convener. Special guest speakers are Dr. Babafemi Adenuga from Howard University and Dr. Matthias Quinin, Right Result Diagnostic Center, Lagos, Nigeria. Men Arising is a yearly conference organized by the Men of Purpose Leadership Initiative. To attend, send name and yes to 0909-006-754. Come learn how you can live, work, play, and think healthy in today's challenging world.
The window. I bet you know what for local shout for this Dangote bag of goodies season 3 award. Yes, so just spell Dangote and you fit become multi-millionaire inside part 1. For one time winning, buy bags of Dangote cement, carry the scratch card and win sharp prize. Inside part 2, to get star prize, carry the scratch card inside the bag, come spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. This one go confirm you to win 1 million naira cash. Chakam. And for part 3 will be the mega star prize. Carry the scratch card inside the bag, spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. Here, you fit win 5 million naira cash. Quam. If you pick a letter, wear Dangote Eagle Day on top. Make sure say you find letter O, wear carry Dangote Eagle logo. This award go end for October 31, 2022. Terms and condition day show.
Get 70% off.
Say what?
70%?
Everyone loves massive discount because it either helps them save money or get more from their budget. But sadly, every day isn't Christmas.
Aww.
Unless like me, you've got to have the higher Temuco Gen Power Inverter Air Conditioner that helps me save 70% on my electricity consumption. I even enjoy multiple ACs when I'm on Gen. That's less bills and more comfort every single day. So, what will you do with your 70% saving?
Get the higher thermal cool gel power inverter air conditioner. That's a whopping 70% electricity saver. That's less bills, more comfort. Higher thermal cool, always there for you.
For more than 20 years, Enyibeti, the Lagos Economic Summit, has contributed to the socioeconomic and infrastructural development in Lagos State back to back. Some of the ideas from the previous Enyibeti are what we now point to as the attractions of Lagos to the world. Here is another opportunity to discuss the advancement agenda of Lagos. Enyibeti, the private sector-led participatory forum and incubating ground for the ideas that define Lagos, is holding from 11th to 12th of October 2022. Are you a business leader, a professional, an entrepreneur, an academic, a techie, or in any other category with Lagos on your mind? Register at www.enyibetisummit.com to attend the summit holding at Take Hotels and Suites, or to join Enyibeti 2022 Summit online. Come forward with your thoughts. Let's set an implementable agenda for a greater Lagos.
I don't hear about My Shout app. My Shout app na correct security app within the use as a tracker. My Shout app help your family people plus friends to know say you dey safe. If you dey for danger, open the app. Click any of the four emergency buttons within the app. If na accident, press 1. Kidnapping, press 2. If na robbery, press 3. If you won't shout, press 4. Instant you sum any of this button, your family people plus friends go receive message say you dey emergency plus the map of the location where you dey. My Shout app dey very easy. Plus say na everybody fit use am. Na every 5 minutes the app go dey update your location. Make you give your family people peace of mind. Or ya go download My Shout app for Play Store. Abi for App Store. Na $4.99. Bere we be 2107 naira. If you want sabi how to set up your My Shout app account, log on to www.myshout.net. My Shout app. Make your family people plus friends know say you dey safe. Go download am now.
Football's biggest season is here, and DStv is the stadium with all the action. Enjoy every single match from the FIFA World Cup, the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, the UEFA Europa League, and the UEFA Champions League. That's all the stars from around the world in every competition that matters. Get DStv HD decoder, dish plus 1 month compact subscription now for 12,000 naira only, and be part of sport's biggest stadium only on DStv. T's and C's apply.
Oh yes, people have been winning, and you too can be a millionaire in the Dangote Bag of Goodies Season 3 promo. Yes, spell Dangote and become a multi-millionaire. Category 1, instant win. Buy bags of Dangote cement. Pick up the scratch card and win an instant prize. Category 2, for the star prize, pick up the scratch card inside the bags to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E to win 1 million naira cash instantly. Category 3, the mega star prize. Pick out the scratch card inside the bags and spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and win 5 million naira instantly. When you pick an alphabet with an eagle, look out for letter O that has the Dangote Eagle logo for you to win the Mega Star Prize. Promo runs to 31st October 2022. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, three lucky Zenith Bank Visa card holders will be watching the FIFA World Cup live in Qatar. To stand a chance of winning, just spend up to $1,000 of 500,000 Naira four times. $100 of 50,000 Naira four times in a month also qualifies you for the monthly draws to win other prizes. Promo runs from 22nd August to 31st December 2022 and is open to new and existing Visa card holders. T's and C's apply. Zenith Bank, in your best interest.
It's a luxury vehicle yours, you can earn real good money renting to suitable users. Don't doubt, list it on the Urban Fleet app. Get the app on your app store and on www.urbanfleet.biz.
World looks at my child, they just see an energetic 8-year-old. But I see more. My Lucy is going to become captain of our school volleyball team, keep excelling in class, and do great things one day. I see a champion. So when I give her Milo with her breakfast every day, it's all part of waking up that champion in her.
Don't just wake up your child, wake up the champion in her. Let Milo Active Go and the natural goodness of malt, milk, and cocoa help wake up the champion in your child every day. Milo, energy to go further.
No matter what gets in the way of your dreams, HP's new laptop with its Windows 10 operating system is built for tomorrow's success. It features exceptional battery life, so you can study anywhere without interruption. Advanced camera capabilities for seamless online collaboration with classmates, and the performance to create show-stopping assignments and projects. The HP Pavilion Laptop 14 DV0128NIA with its Windows 10 operating system is available at all SPAR stores. Call 0708-065-3800 or visit any SPAR store around you for more information. Look for Windows, HP laptops for tomorrow's success.
You believe I will plenty. You savvy follow enjoy the wonderments of the FIFA World Cup for Qatar with Coca-Cola. Summer any Coca-Cola product we get white cover. Check under the counter. You go see simple code. Dial *8014*1*#. To join. Make yourself get chance jollificate for free. You fit winner with all expense paid trip to the FIFA World Cup for Qatar. Hey! Even 250 million naira kitty by airtime also day to win. Instanta. Terms and conditions they show. Coca-Cola now the official partner of the FIFA World Cup. Now FCCPC approve this promo.
This love is unconditional. Nothing serves this love better than a bowl of Indomie. So, show some love with Indomie.
My guy, this is your sneaker shine up. How did you get the original? Did you travel or what?
In this economy.
Omo, I bought it from Adidas official store on Jumia.
Yep, with several international and local brands on offer, you are sure to get quality and original items when you shop directly from the brand's official store on Jumia. You can shop for these items at juicy discounts during the brand festival from 12th of September to 2nd of October. Make secure payments online, enjoy free delivery on orders above 1,999 Naira and return any order for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Jumia, your everyday delivered.
Hey! Let me see the window. I bet you know what for no cash out for this Dangote bag of goodies season 3, Abu.
Yes, so just spell Dangote and you fit become multi-millionaire. Inside part 1. For one-time winning, buy bags of Dangote cement, carry the scratch card and win sharp prize. Inside part 2. To get star prize, carry the scratch card inside the bag, come spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. This one go confirm you to win 1 million naira cash. Shakam. And for part 3 will be the mega star prize. Carry the scratch card inside the bag, spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. Here, you fit win 5 million naira cash. Confirm. If you pick a letter, where Dangote is good day on top. Make sure say you find letter O where carry Dangote Eagle logo. This awoof go end for October 31, 2022. Terms and condition day show.
The FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 is here. Excitement is in the air. You've been waiting for this and now it's time to experience it. You could win a trip to the FIFA World Cup plus other amazing prizes when you spend a minimum of 50,000 Naira monthly or $1,000 with your Visa card in at least 5 transactions. Get ready. Football lives here wherever you are. T&Cs apply. Visit visa.com.ng for more. Visa, official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022.
Good luck, magic.
Magic.
It's a nourishing fruit drink
enriched with vitamin C and glucose
that keeps him active.
Enjoy the magic of good life.
No matter what I do, you love me unconditionally. You show up for me every day. No matter when I show you.
A mother's love is unconditional. Nothing serves this love better than a bowl of Indomie. So, show some love with Indomie.
Waiting you sabi about the beautiful game. You there there for the life and style. Fantasy leagues, bass goals, ginger and oak tall. Breaking down the stats even to the MVPs. Taking no L's and only for the W's. I beg, then Show Max Pro get news for you. Football season is back. Live, eat joke. Watch the Premier League, La Liga, Serie A, anywhere on any screen. Mado. Stream the action from SuperSport live on Showmax Pro. Sign up at Showmax.com.
What a decider! What a goal! From the boy wonder!
Mavis, this your son will be a football star. When does he train? What time does he even wake up?
Breakfast time.
Eh?
No. He wakes up earlier, but when I give him Milo with breakfast, that's when I see that the champion in him is awake.
Don't just wake up your child. Wake up the champion in him. Let Milo Active Go and the natural goodness of malt, milk, and cocoa help wake up the champion in your child every day. Milo, energy to go further. Africa is a continent of great people with great ambitions, great dreams, and great minds. Africa's great minds need an intelligent computer that can help them interpret their greatness successfully. No matter where you are in your journey to greatness, the HP 200 G4 all-in-one PC bundle with 10th generation Intel Core i5 processor and 8GB RAM, 256GB memory will help you prepare today for tomorrow's success with its superior capabilities, fast performance, durable battery life, slim and sophisticated design. The HP 200 G4 AI OPC with Intel Core i5 processor generation system makes learning and preparing for success easier and smarter. Start your journey to success today. Buy the HP 200 G4 all-in-one PC bundle with 10th generation Intel Core i5 processor and 8GB RAM, 256GB memory. Available at Konga stores nationwide. Call 070-070-00000 or visit www.conga.com for more information.
Yes, people have been winning, and you too can be a millionaire in the Dangote Bag of Goodies Season 3 promo.
Spell Dangote.
Yes, spell Dangote and become a multi-millionaire. Category 1, instant win. Buy bags of Dangote cement. Pick up the scratch card and win an instant prize. Category 2, for the star prize, pick up the scratch card inside the bags to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E to win 1 million naira cash instantly. Category 3, the mega star prize. Pick out the scratch card inside the bags and spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and win 5 million naira instantly. When you pick an alphabet with an eagle, look out for letter O that has the Dangote Eagle logo for you to win the Mega Star Prize. Promo runs till 31st October 2022. Terms and conditions apply.
The FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 is here. Excitement is in the air. You've been waiting for this and now it's time to experience it. You could win a trip to the FIFA World Cup plus other amazing prizes when you spend a minimum of 50,000 naira monthly or $1,000 with your Visa card in at least 5 transactions. Get ready. Football lives here wherever you are. T&Cs apply. Visit visa.com.ng for more. Visa, official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's 8:43. It's Health Thursday here on the Morning Crossfire, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Temi Tokpe Amodu is here from Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital, Yaba, the Oshodi Annex. I'm Sharif Quadri. Let's head back to YouTube. The message we read last from Jalil, who says, "I have a 7-year-old daughter that can't talk. And she walks, but recently she started saying words like ba ba. Please advise me on what step I should take." And he also says she can't walk also, but if you call her, she hears. Like if I clap in front of her, she responds by clapping also.
She can't walk. Meaning she falls under children with cerebral palsy. So, but now she's saying ba ba. The horror motor defect is just coming up. It's a gradual thing.
Okay.
Because looking at horror motor defect, it has to do with the tongue, the lips. So everything has to be strengthened. The muscles of the mouth are not well strengthened enough.
Okay.
So he needs to bring her down so that we can have a proper assessment on that child before we can say this and this is what he's going to need. Because there are tools that he will still need to buy for that child.
Okay.
Being a cerebral palsy child, we need to know the level at which the cerebral palsy is in for him.
Okay. All right, we're going to head to the telephone, 0700-993-993-993. That's the telephone line we're working with. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. We're coming to WhatsApp, we're coming to Facebook, and we're coming to Twitter. In this half of the show, we have very limited time left, so please, when you call in, go straight to the point. Would appreciate that. Good morning to you.
Good morning. My name is Damola.
Welcome.
I have a girl, 2 years, 7 months. She barely talks, and when she talks, she actually speaks well. She says what, like a hapu, nanana, and all that. But for sentences, they come out really fast. I'm like, I need to pay extra attention to actually hear anything coming out. So my wife is saying probably I'm pushing the little girl too hard.
Too hard. Okay.
Because I hear other kids and I see other kids, you know. But it could also be maybe because she's just the only one with my wife and myself at home. No okay. other person. She barely has interaction except when she goes to school.
Mm.
I don't know if that's really an issue.
Mm. Just to be clear, she's not talking well as at age 2+.
Yes, yeah,
and right. then anytime she strings sentences well. Together, she talks really fast.
She talks really fast. Yes.
Mm. But can you hear what she says when she talks really fast?
When she talks really fast, I extra attention. She needs to repeat, and you know she's actually repeating the same thing over time. Then maybe. How would I say, scope or idea I just put into it to just actually pick out what
to be able to understand.
There are times she speaks that are clear,
okay.
but not sentences, just like two words together.
Okay. All right. Stay on the line. Mrs. Okay. Amaduize.
By age 2, we are supposed to begin to have a complete milestone of speech and language development in this child.
Okay.
So the father is now saying there are omissions when he's saying na-na-na, and he's saying la-la-la, and at the time, he would not understand what she's saying. Those words have been distorted at that time.
Okay.
So it calls for worry.
Okay.
So he needs to bring her down so that we can really evaluate. That child might be having what we call autism or one or two things that can cause that delay in that child.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But until proper evaluation.
Yes, until proper evaluation is being done.
Okay. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Morning to you.
Yeah. Pertaining to the last caller, I had like two kids like that.
Okay.
I think the primary cause of that, talking very fast, is giving them phone to watch cartoon when they are not yet speaking.
Okay.
I think they tend to imbibe that in their brain, and by the time they start talking like this, what they see.
The characters in the cartoon, okay.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. All right.
There's another
All
one,
right.
too.
Thank you, too. Let's go to WhatsApp. My question is, can a child with delayed speech outgrow it? Because my son is 10 years now. He's trying academically, but he doesn't make long conversation. He doesn't relate with other children, etc.
You can outgrow it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's, so you shouldn't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Chaplain says, let's see. Schools play lots of roles in speech and language development, receptive and expressive language, social interaction, enhanced language development. I encounter different issues as a special needs educator. That's Chaplain who dropped his own two kobo on the conversation this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Yes.
Mm. All right. Let's take this one here that says, I have two children, age 7 and 12 years. Please, is there any solution or help? You didn't tell us exactly what the problem is or what the challenge is. You didn't state, sir. You said you have age two children, 7 and 12, and you're asking for a solution, but we don't know the challenge. So please resend if you can. We appreciate that. Let's take a few calls left. Let's see who is here. Good morning to you. I was going to take a message before, but let me take some calls in. Good morning to you. Morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, please.
I have a 3-year-old son, and it will be 4 in January.
Okay.
And he
when he talks to me, he replies that, but he finds it hard to come and talk to you. But when he watches cartoons, he says everything, he knows everything, but for him to come and talk to you is a problem.
Yes, that's still under expressive language delay. So to put two or three words together becomes a problem for him.
What should he do?
Yes, he needs to keep talking to her.
Okay.
Focus more on communication skill, not on the cartoon now.
Okay.
Yes.
Communicate directly.
Then read storybooks together.
Storybooks. Do you have storybooks?
But hope there are no issues. Hope your child is not having ADHD, autism.
I don't know if he does.
Okay, I want to know if your child is hyperactive, not looking at you, maybe the attention is not well focused, is not well sustained, or your child does not throw tantrum, destroy things, or get angry easily.
He doesn't get angry easily. He lacks focus.
He lacks focus. Okay.
So he should probably get some diagnosis done.
Of course, we should bring him down to the clinic so that we can really give him the best diagnosis.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. As always, we can't exhaust all of these things. I have tons of messages. Maybe we should just go to Facebook and take one on Facebook. Somebody is asking for your contact. Of course, she'll share her contact. With regards to the caller asking why certain people adult, it's talking about the other calls about tribe and all. Let's see another one that says his son babbles, dad, mama, but if you ask him to say that he would not, he hears, if you ask him to say something, he would not, he hears very well again. He sucks his fingers. He's talking about his son not saying any other thing apart from Baba, Mama, but he didn't tell us his age or her age.
Sucking finger can only lead to an horror habit, and it will only cause tongue protrusion when that child is talking. That's tongue thrust when you suck your finger. So that child will be having difficulty in producing words like S, Z. Yeah, that is what oral habit can do in a child.
Right.
So it's not really about expressive or speech language delay now.
Okay. I'm going to take Babatunde's message. That will be our last message. I don't know where it started from. Okay, I think this is it here. He says, my son is 3 years and he hasn't started talking, but recently he started calling. Okay, I think we've dealt with this. It's just that he sent in, you know, a new set of messages, given an update. He said he also understands comments like sit, go, come, eat, sleep, and all. Yeah, I think that's about it. We can't take all these calls here. I'm sorry, we have to go. But please do share your contacts for all of these callers who like to reach out to you for further questions.
Okay, 0803-510-7920.
0803-510-7920. That's our direct line. If you got questions, if you need guidance, please reach out to Temito Payamodu, and she would help. She has been of a great resource on this particular topic. Thank you so much for coming 2 weeks back to back. We appreciate your effort. We thank you for all that you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you too. You're also doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Lagos, that's our program this morning. I'll see you on Monday morning, by the way. Wemimo will be here tomorrow on the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sharif Quadri. Many thanks to the entire team this week. Bye for now.